Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello, friends, and welcome back. Today, you're going to hear a live recording from Paragraphs Bookstore in Mount Vernon, Ohio, with our good buddy, Maxwell. He's going to present to you a Middle Earth March through Mount Vernon. This is an all-day event that will be celebrating National Hobbit Day in downtown Mount Vernon. At the same time, starting at 11 a.m., Lane and myself will be hosting a long-expected party number 3. We have a completely separate podcast coming out later this week where we're going to detail all of our events, special merch, trivia, live podcast, and all the things. So these two events are going on simultaneously. So as you listen, we just wanted you to keep that in mind. You'll have a Middle Earth March through Mount Vernon in downtown, and you'll also have the long-expected party number 3 at Ariel Foundation Park in Mount Vernon, Ohio. This will be a full day of Hobbit celebrations, meeting new friends and old friends, and enjoying our shared love of Tolkien. Enjoy the episode. Hello, friends, and welcome to an Unexpected Podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And I'm Maxwell.
And we're talking Tolkien.
We're sitting here looking at a pamphlet passport, and guys, it's, you know, we've been talking about it sort of incrementally, or like it's, you know, it's been building up, just how amazing this event is going to be. And mm-hmm. I was thinking on the way up, I'm like, what do I have to say? I don't really have much to say of this other than, like, I'm in awe of...
Same.
We joked around about this, Max. We're like, we're going to show up and just be like, wow. Just kind of like, you're going to see, okay, you guys are joking around about Lane being speechless. I'll probably be dumbfounded. I'll be walking around like, oh my gosh, because there's just so much. So all that to say, hats off to yes. you for yeah. the coordinating, Thank the planning, the hard work, just on the front. I'm not going to bury the lead here, of all the work that you've done to put this thing together, because I think people, yeah, it's one thing to look at it. It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to see it on paper and just mm-hmm. be like, holy cow. And then to experience it that day, I think people are going to be blown away. And yeah. I think, I don't know, I'm thankful to you for everything you've done, because you've honestly made it, like, we're not gonna be able to take any credit for anything. Like, we're just gonna be able to show, and that's a great yeah. thing, is we're gonna show up and be like, all hail Max.
Yeah.
And now we can hang out with people and yeah, enjoy absolutely. Time with uppers who are coming from all over the place, which usually we wouldn't be able to do, because we'd be running into the kitchen or
yeah.
setting something up in the backyard, or, you know, parking cars or whatever.
Smoking some old Toby.
Smoking some old Toby, whatever it may be.
Whatever it is. No, but so, yeah. Yeah, this is crazy, because I think right before we started recording, I was asking Max, like, is this going to be something that we do maybe in the future? Is this a one-time thing? And it's literally starting to look like it's going to be an annual thing.
And that is the hope.
That's yeah. the hope. I'm yeah, not going to get ahead. Hope. I'm not going to go crazy here. Yeah. I mean,
that's a Lane move right there, dog. Jeez.
Yeah,
I mean, wow.
I like to put it out there. What do you call that? I'm manifesting it. Right?
Yeah, you are. No. Well, I think what he's done here, too, is like looking at this and just talking to him. We have this running text chain, too, between the three of us that, I mean, it started probably last fall, right?
Probably.
I think it did. And it's just been literally, hey, guys, this is being added.
Yeah.
We're putting this on a list. Hey, guys, I reached out to these businesses.
I had to stop texting you guys. I literally was like, I'm going to blow. I'm like, you guys have your families, your kids. I'm 10 p.m., 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, we just got this out. I got to text the guys. And yeah. I'm like, I got to stop.
No, it's awesome.
We've loved it every time.
I think you'll be surprised. There's going to be some surprises.
Dude, I can't wait. Yeah. Like, we were just at Cam and Courtney's wedding. Congratulations to Cam and Courtney Hansen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, shout out them.
Yeah, that's right. Just got – we talked about this, too, that they're the heir apparents. It's Cam and it's you who are going to take over for us. The Cam
right.
Max show.
We are actually prepping,
someday. That, again, we're manifesting. But we probably told 30 people at the wedding. Some people we didn't even know.
Oh, my
and
God.
We were like, hey, the Ohio Celtic Fiddlers are going to be there. Can you believe that?
No
they're
way.
Like, what?
Yeah.
They're like, they do the double. I'm like, yeah, they're a big deal. They're coming to play. You know,
people are coming from the wedding. People from that wedding
amazing.
Are coming.
Yeah,
like, just
yeah,
love
yeah
it.
It's true. We got like 5 or 6, 10 people who are probably going to be coming that before weren't. So,
and again, this is a Middle Earth march through Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
I freaking love the name.
Yeah.
It's so,
isn't it great?
It's so cool. It's so cool.
It was one of the first things that actually settled with the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, oh, I'll think of something else. I'll think of something else. And it just stuck.
Well,
it just,
no, it's perfect.
And even, I mean, all the design work and stuff, like the door logo that you guys just posted and
thanks,
put on the event
man.
And everything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It took
so
long.
Yeah, I bet it did.
It
it's,
took a while.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, and so that whole thing of like wanting this to be an annual thing again, like we always dreamed about, and it being bigger than we could have ever imagined, Max and all the merchants he's kind of you know summoned to make this fellowship, the groundwork that you guys have laid is impressive. So, yeah, we can kind of stop gabbing.
Yeah, let's turn this over.
Mastermind himself.
Let's turn this over to Max because
Magician Max.
I'm seeing like
I know you
six
are.
Pages,
I know you.
Like
I've been watching
panels.
You. Lane's going, and you're turning this thing over.
And I'm like, I want to go through each and every one of these. These are awesome. So what do you? Yeah, where do you want to start? I mean,
it started with the Mount Vernon merchants threw together an event in 2024, and it was a May the 4th Star Wars event. It was really popular, and it was great. It was on a Saturday. It looked like Halloween downtown Mount Vernon in May, and it was awesome. And ever since then, the merchants have kind of been chomping at the bit to do something else. And I naturally immediately went Lord of the Rings, Tolkien, and I didn't say anything because I'm getting married on September 13th. Shout out Rachel.
Yeah, and another little sidebar here to another. While they're planning their wedding, Max has been throwing this together.
Yeah.
So, like, that can't be understated enough, man. That's just
if you're on the fence about coming to this thing, I mean, that should you
do
know.
It for Max. Just do it for Max. If nothing
do it for
else.
Me.
Seriously,
do it so I can turn around to my then wife at that point and say, "See, look,
it was worth
together.
It."
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, well, so I never pitched it because of that reason.
Yeah.
And so then you guys announced LEP3, and I was ecstatic. I saw it was going to be in Mount Vernon, just blown away. I looked at the itinerary you guys posted. Man, I was just so excited. And I'm like, man, I'm gonna get married. And then a week later, I get to go hang out with the guys in Mount Vernon, celebrate Tolkien, celebrate Middle Earth, right? It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And I decided that it would be cool if I just popped over to Happy Bean, the coffee shop, two doors up, and just said, hey, you know, this podcast group, they're from here, they graduated from here, all of those things. It'd be cool if you guys did a theme drink just to celebrate LEP3. Like, just do a theme drink, man. That'd be cool. And they said, you know what we should do instead? We should do a whole weekend thing. And I'm going, well, and they're like, we should do an event. We could do this. And I'm sitting here like rubbing my head going, oh, it's getting away from me. I was trying not to say anything, but it's happening. Like,
yeah.
And that night, Rachel, my fiance, and I, we went to Bickerdike's, and I told her about that exchange, and she immediately, she pondered for a second, and then she kind of asked me, she said, if we weren't getting married the weekend before, would you take this project on? And I said, yeah. And she said, then here's what I think. She's like, the wedding's in a great spot. She's like, this is what I need. You start, and you start now, and you find another business to take it over once we get close. And I said, are you sure? And she said, start now. And I started that night.
Wow.
And I went home and I started brainstorming and emailing, and in no time I had a pitch to the merchants, and now we're sitting here with this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump in. So
let's do it.
And the other thing I'll add to it, I guess, is part of that thought process is I knew that LEP3 was happening, and I knew that you guys were encouraging people to go be out and about on Saturday before your guys' kind of culminating event.
With no kind of structure, just sort of an open
invitation.
Just
go be in Mount Vernon.
Go be
in Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. Go explore Mount Vernon. Yeah. And I thought, what a great opportunity to throw an event that is going to throw an umbrella over Mount Vernon and the community, but also LEP3, and to be able to welcome all of those people who
just
are showing
like
up for y'all, and
mm-hmm.
to be able to just throw a party in downtown Mount Vernon that just grabs us all.
Awesome.
And
oh, yeah.
Hence a Middle Earth march through Mount Vernon celebrating National Hobbit Day was born.
It's great.
It is amazing to think about. Like, it just I love that too, that you had the plan, you had kind of thought like someday this would be a cool event to have in Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
And then just that one little interaction with Happy Bean.
Yeah.
And they're like, now you know what? Yeah. Let's get that. We don't even know that plan's in your head.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And also you've got Rachel now who basically greenlit this whole thing.
That's true.
It cannot be understated.
Dude, behind Big every time. Great thing, there is a supportive partner for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think about that all the time. I think that's exactly something I've heard Sarah say to me before. You've had Lottie say that to you. We've said it to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're partners in a sense.
We're partners.
So it's just that's the best thing ever. She is I can't wait to meet her. Actually, we're meeting her after. Is she still on for dinner?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well I'm going to meet her in mere minutes at this point. So I'm pretty excited. So that's great.
Legendary.
But, yeah. Shout out to Rachel for sure.
All right. So we're going to get into what we've got for the event day. So this is what's going to be going into everyone's hands. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to pick it up pretty much at every participating business, of which there are many. But it's a trifold brochure passport.
Power three, you know.
That's right.
Even
that's
in the brochure.
Exactly. Yeah. and it's great. And so what we've got right on the front is the instructions. And the way this is going to work is there's going to be, and if you open that up to the inside there, what you've got is this is your passport, right? So on the right side, you've got the realm of Mount Vernon, and you've got all of the businesses that are participating. And notice the numbers on each of those dots. Those correspond to the left side. So that's the passport participating businesses. So we've got 20 businesses that are part of this Riddle passport. So think Riddles in the Dark, chapter 5 of The Hobbit. what you're going to be doing is you're going to be jumping around to only nine.
Yeah.
Businesses there of your choice and answering riddles. When you answer a riddle, you get a stamp or a signature, whatever the business wants to do, on your passport. All right. You only have to go to 9, but again, there are 20. There will be 20 riddles out and about in Mount Vernon.
So our overachievers can go get all of them.
You can go do it all. Yeah. We want to make sure for this, the Middle Earth March, it's one day, right? And it's business hours.
Yeah.
So we got to make it attainable.
Right.
But we also want plenty to do for those go-getters, right?
Yeah, dude.
And so that's what you've got there. Now,
I love the side quests.
The side quests.
So cool,
the
dude.
Side quests.
Like all our Dungeons & Dragons people, all our role-playing game people are going to be freaking out over this. Like, this is going to be, right up their alley.
Absolutely. So, and now that we're getting into the side quests, this is where I got to say, you guys are giving me so many kudos. All I have to say is I told the story of how I needed to find another business over to work with me and take over this project. Before I pitched it to the merchants, I went to old Mr. Bailiwicks.
Let's go,
and I talked to Josh and Amanda, and I pitched this idea. I got halfway through the idea, and I went, I'm getting married the weekend before, and they went, we're in, we're taking over as soon as you need it. Let's do it.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow.
And that's where we're at. So the reason I bring up them now is because I got to shout out Josh because – you guys are going
to
be amazed.
I can't wait to meet him. Have you met Josh?
No, I've not.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I've seen his shop.
The work that they've done is incredible.
Awesome,
so he pitched the side quest idea, and it's turned into this really great thing. So there are going to be riddles. There are going to be activities. There's specials and sales, and then there's going to be side quests. And a side quest is not the same as just a regular activity, all right? So your side quests, if you flip to the very back page of your brochure, on the very bottom, you've got the side quests as they currently stand listed there. All right?
Yep.
So we've got an unexpected party. All right?
Yep.
This is going to be a photo booth that's at ASE Custom Woodworking, where he is building a 2-scale hobbit door.
Yeah.
That's gonna hang on the wall.
Yep.
We're gonna have a we're gonna have a.
He's been posting tease pictures on the event page
as well, which is
really cool.
So he is going to have the photo booth there, and we're going to have kind of a prompt list for you to go and find other people who are celebrating National Hobbit Day, who are out and about.
Yep.
And the goal is to get people.
Is that top secret until the day?
No, we can go through it. We can go through it. So right now we're looking at any number of people. Your very old friends, right? Good old times. If you pull three people together for your photo, we're at three is company.
Yep.
When you pull 9 people together, it is a fellowship.
It's fellowship.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
When you've got 13 people, if you are that much of a go-getter and you go get 13 people, congratulations, you've now got Thorne's company.
It's awesome.
How could you not, right?
It's awesome.
And if you are just – that kind of guy, if you've got that kind of power where you're pulling in all these people from all across the realm of Mount Vernon, and you got 13 plus people, congratulations, you've got yourself a council.
So I think
Wow. We
got to get all the uppers together. That's council. Where we take our, that's where we take our picture.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Our party picture.
Yeah. So that right photo booth, that you'll be able to get those pictures sent straight to your phones.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then what you need to do is there's a QR code that's going to be on a little sign,
uh-huh.
and that's going to open up the Facebook event, and you're encouraged to post into the Facebook event.
Yeah.
With that photo, name what your number group was. Were you a council, your very old friends, Three's Company, you name it, right? And at that point, everyone who's participated in that picture gets a side quest stamp.
Dude.
Right? That's awesome.
So that's an unexpected party.
Oh, that's so cool.
We've got Lord of the Ring Toss.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's going to be at Living on the Edge.
We need to get Joey on that. Get Joey from the wedding.
Yes, we get a little
Joey Dreyfuss. I'm sure he'll hit a marine in the head or something. Or
oh yeah,
wrangle it right over a golem.
What kind of toss is that? What kind?
So we're looking at 9 bowling pins painted like characters from the good old Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Now here's the thing: I actually don't 100% know whether they're painted like the Fellowship or if it's just an assortment of people.
Right.
I don't know yet.
Right.
This is actually a mystery to me. That's again, shout out Josh and Amanda. They're killing this stuff. They're working on that, so that's gonna be Lord of the Ring toss. You got a little golden ring, right?
Yeah.
That you're gonna
be
tossing. We'll come up with the exact rules, but basically the side quests aren't guaranteed stamps.
Ooh,
you actually have to be able
them.
To complete them because the reality is when you've got 9 stamps, regular passports, so riddles, that is enough to fill in your name, phone number, and email and submit this at any participating business for prizes. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Prizes will most likely be announced on National Hobbit Day itself. So on Monday, right? So the Monday after the event. So we got to be able to pick them up in town and things like that is kind of what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the side quests are going to be just bonuses, more opportunities to win raffles and things like that.
Yeah.
So they're not guaranteed. You, if you fail at a side quest, that's fine,
right.
But you've missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So after Lord of the Ring toss, we've got the Frodo Flinger. This is a hoot, guys. It's a catapult. It's a catapult that you stomp on.
What?
And where you stomp is shaped like a good old hobbit foot.
Good.
You stomp on it and it launches Frodo, a doll Frodo.
Oh my god!
Not this one here, but a plush doll Frodo.
Okay.
Dude. And we're still determining where we're launching him. He's either being launched into a basket that looks like Mount Doom, or maybe it'll be a wall of baskets that get you different points values.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe some prizes there as well.
Okay.
But that's gonna be the Frodo Flinger.
The Frodo Flinger.
You'll get a couple attempts at this, right? So you might get 3 tries.
I don't know why I'm thinking like Frodo's finger too.
Yeah,
it's like that's a nice little play on words
right,
too. It's like the 9-fingered.
And that's kind of one of those opportunities where you might not get it. You might only get 3 tries at it, and then you might miss out, and that's okay. It's all fun, right?
Yeah.
So that's
if you need more than 3 tries, you probably don't really.
Right.
I don't know if you deserve it, man. Honestly, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you.
Talking about me.
That's right.
Yeah. One ring to rule them all.
One ring to rule them all.
Okay. Continue.
All right. So we also, and I'm going to butcher this one, guys.
No.
So when Aragorn is at Helm's Deep.
Yeah, 2 Towers. We just watched. How do we feeling?
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what we got.
I think it's actually in the radio drama. I think I put that in.
Is it really?
For fire.
Perfect.
Yeah. So anyway.
Perfect.
Yep.
So release the arrows
or
hurl the arrows,
yeah.
Right, depending on how technical we're being. this is going to be at Half Baked Bistro. And notice I threw the logo on there for Half Baked.
Yeah.
There is a reason, because if we look back at the map,
uh-huh.
Half Baked is not a passport participating business.
Oh, are they off
they're
the
just,
they're, trodden road? Or?
They're just, no, but they just, they're doing this. And so that's kind of it. So we needed a way to signify them here. So I wanted to throw a logo for
them. Nice, dude.
Now, this is, it's not going to be a bow and arrow.
Okay.
And I actually haven't seen this yet. I got a picture from Josh of a motor, of an actual motor that he's working on.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be, think knife throwing on a giant wooden target that's spinning.
Okay.
Is someone going to be laying up there? We got
no one's going to be laying there, but there might be.
I volunteer.
Laying up to the wheel. And
whether it's a bullseye, maybe there's orcs on there, maybe there's Sauron.
Sweet,
we'll see what that one comes to be.
Sweet.
But that's still in progress. Okay. It'll be there, though.
Okay.
So there's that. We've got You Cannot Pass, which not You Shall Not Pass, because that's the films.
Yes.
And we went with You Cannot Pass, yes. Which is the books.
Thank you. Yes.
Go. Yeah.
Which I is actually perfect. Messed that one up, and Josh had to be like, hey, are you going with the book version? Or because I got to change the game. Yeah. And I was like, You Cannot Pass, which is Plinko. That's going to be here at Paragraphs Bookstore.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And at the bottom, you're going to have members of the Fellowship, maybe some orcs and Sauron, so you can also not pass.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's perfect.
And then we've got Smeagol's Fishing Spot, which is going to be old Mr. Bailiwick's.
Wow.
And that's going to be a tub or we'll see, but it's going to be a big old thing of water, fishing rod, got to catch some fish.
Smeagol's Fishing Spot. And that's why it's just...
And not, I'm trying to think here, not even 20 minutes before you showed up, I even got a photo from Josh... who is just at home working on this because he's taking the week off because it's fair week.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's so cool.
Here's the and there's the motor for the
how do we fit it? Yeah.
This guy's a magician, man.
He's great.
He's a tinker.
So those are your side quests, right? Yeah. And so again, as you complete side quests, you've got more opportunities for winning raffles and things like that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yep.
We've got the bonus stamp ring bearer as well. All right. So we're gonna jump over to the list of activities really fast. And then leading there, find the ring bearer. A traveling hobbit carries a mysterious ring. Be sure to ask him what he has in his pocket for a bonus stamp and small prize while supplies last.
This is like Waldo. Like,
it's
where's Waldo?
Like Waldo.
Now, let me ask you this. Are there other ringers, pardon the pun, are there other hobbits walking around that you could...
So here's the thing. There's a costume contest.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of hobbits contest. Walking around. There's going to be lots of hobbits. Yes. There's going to be wizards. There's going to be hobbits. You name it.
My kids all want to dress up. I got to get costumes for them. Ruth's going to be Arwen.
There you
go. Charlotte's going to reprise her role as Aragorn.
Okay.
Wendy's going to be Legolas again.
Perfect.
So Viggo's not sure. I think he's like, I just want to wear a t-shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, I'll get into the details of the costume contest in a minute, but there will be other hobbits. I mean, that's the reality.
That's true.
And I'm not going to lie. I expected that when I came up with this idea because I just thought it would be hilarious that everyone dressed up as a hobbit is just constantly being harassed by these random people. What's in your pocket? Leave me alone.
Sauron made the same mistake, right? Pippin and Merry thought Pippin had the ring, you know?
True.
So, this is founded.
I thought it would be hilarious.
I love that, dude.
It's almost a little joke that I've thrown
piss off. I don't have the ring, man.
Leave me alone.
Gosh.
Now, this isn't, and I'm going to leave it up to you guys whether you cut this part or not, whether we keep it. I've been struggling to find a volunteer for... the person.
I think I know who we could find.
I think it's going to be me.
Oh.
And it wasn't really my plan, but it very well may end up being me. And I've been kind of planning now for that to be a reality.
Okay.
And Josh actually suggested it first because he's like, look, people know you.
Yeah.
And he's like, at least they can attain this. Mm-hmm. So
That's true.
So what I'm thinking is if I do it, I'll put on the Hobbit getup because I've got it. You know, I did it for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I actually, from old Mr. Bailiwick's, I've got a mushroom foraging bag that hooks to your waist.
That's what he's saying. He's saying he wants to do this.
I'm considering, I'm thinking it through. If I'm doing it, how am I doing it?
Yeah.
I've got a mushroom foraging bag. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep just stacks of those in my mushroom forage.
Nice.
And then everyone who gets it, they get that and they get the stamp.
Nice, dude.
So we'll see.
That's sweet.
Still pondering.
Okay. If you need a ringer, this can be cut too. If you need a ringer, I bet Joe Lewis. That's who popped into my mind immediately. Joe's dressed up as Bilbo at every one of our parties.
Yes, he has.
He could almost be, I could just tell him to wear his Bilbo outfit and everyone from our group would probably assume it's him.
If you want to pitch it.
And then it could be a ringer.
If you want to pitch it.
No, because if you want to do it, I think you should do it.
Because the other thing is, like, it's hard to put a time frame on that, right?
Right.
And it's hard to put a time frame on it for the passport and things. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we'll see. I'll let you guys know.
Plus, if you're going to be busy, too.
You're going to be hopping around. Okay,
good.
I'm not working.
You're not here. Good.
But I'm going to be out and about and enjoying it. It'll be an all-day thing for me.
Yeah.
So I'll be pretty much on call if a business needs me. But we'll see what happens.
Nice.
The point would be to go and celebrate, though.
I want to see that mushroom bag, dude.
I bet Bill Joe would do it, though. That would be...
You could almost split them between the two of you.
If you want to pitch it to him.
You could.
If you want to pitch it to him.
You could have two of you guys.
No, because I like that. Or maybe like you get sick of it, you're like, it's Joe.
Yeah.
Pass it off to him.
Yeah.
Then it passes.
I mean,
people are confused.
And then maybe we just post it into the Facebook event, and so the people who are paying attention will see that
the ring's been stolen.
It's switched over.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
Okay.
So, I can't carry it anymore.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Share the load.
Exactly.
Okay.
So cool. So that's the bonus stamp. That's the ring bearer. But again, sweet. The more stamps you accumulate, the more opportunities for raffles. We're still kind of fine tuning that part, but just know that that's the way that's going to work. The more stamps you get, the more opportunities for prizes.
Nice.
All right. And then obviously, as we're looking at the inside spread there and the realm of Mount Vernon map, you've got all the businesses and you've got the little feet icons next to those passport participating businesses. Mm-hmm. So those correspond with the side quests, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay? All those symbols move all the way across. So that's your side quest symbol.
Damn.
So that's how you find them on the map. That's how you find them on your passport. That's how you find them on the list of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dude.
Got it.
Now, notice there's blue dots on the businesses or on the map. There's those blues ones.
Yeah.
If you flip your passport over, you got your list of activities. So this is going to be not necessarily side quests, but it's things going on. All right. So I've already talked about the Find the Ring Bear. We've got the Shire Door next to that, right? Corresponding with the stamp spot. We've got the costume contest. Yep. So that's going to be at Happy Street Brew Works, probably about 6 p.m., but we'll see. We'll have to nail down a time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that symbol for the little mask for costume corresponds to your map. So that's how you know what those businesses are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily a passport riddle, but they're on the map because they're participating.
Yeah. Yep. Right? Makes sense.
So you've got the costume contest. And again, I'm pretty sure that one of the prizes for like winning the costume contest is going to be a sword.
That's awesome.
So I'm pretty sure that's how we're going to,
That makes sense.
That's we're sitting next to some swords here, listeners, and a bunch of other prizes. But I think one of the prizes for the costume contest winner will be a sword,
a big old sword.
Really cool.
I mean, that makes sense, especially because you're already dressed in a costume.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need an accessory to go with it. Right. You might as well. Yeah.
You need Andoril.
Yeah.
You need
can you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Something, right? So anywho, that'll be the costume contest. And then we've got a feast for hobbits. So we've talked to good old Bickerdike's Table and Tap. It's where we're going after this.
Yeah.
And they have agreed to do themed meals. So they're still thinking it through. And who knows? There might be themed drinks. There might be themed cocktails.
Okay,
they're doing themed meals.
You brought this up at one point, so I wanted to check it. Yeah. It can stay secret if it has to. Is anyone doing Eowyn soup?
I really want someone to do Eowyn
like
soup or like
or
not Eowyn. Or maybe like not Eowyn soup or something.
Oh, my God.
Potato soup. I don't know.
I mean, Bickerdike, just got to tell Bickerdike to do that because they have soup specials all the time.
They do. They'll kill it. And they were so on board when I pitched this to them.
Yeah,
awesome. So they're thinking about it, and I'm going to be checking in as we get closer and make sure we're on board.
I can't believe this, man.
No, I know. I'm
having
stunned.
An out-of-body experience right now.
Yeah.
So we've got coffee, tea, and other beverages. Good old Happy Bean Coffee. Guys, they came up with a phenomenal list of drinks.
Really?
Phenomenal. And they brought over a list of what the drink is called and what is in it and what the drink is and had the Paragraphs Bookstore staff voting on them.
What?
Right? Wow.
It was amazing. And I'm saying they weren't going to do them all, but I think they had 10 plus drinks listed. I mean,
let's go, baby.
That they're just kind of doing for the day.
The One Ring. I mean, just amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And they, I took it after we all voted, I took it back over and they went, oh, great. So we voted too, but also we came up with like six more. So like we got to figure out how to do this. So they're going all in over there.
That's amazing.
Dang.
Yeah. So that's going to be Happy Bean Coffee.
Lottie's going to love that because she loves it.
Dude,
loves drinks over there.
Me too. Like that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So
we're going to be all like caked up on caffeine.
That's right.
Be good for the day.
That's all right.
Well, as you get into the evening or maybe a little midday, right? We need maybe we need a cocktail
second
or an adult beverage, right?
Yeah.
So we've got two places currently. Who have agreed. We've got the Alcove.
Yep.
The Alcove was way on board, and they're going to come up with a cocktail, maybe a couple, three, four, we'll see. now, I need to do a check-in with them still, but when I pitched it, they were so on board. They're like, listen, Max, we're going to invite you over. You'll do a taste test. We'll make sure it works, but we're working on it. So I'm excited to go get an update from them. Happy Street Brew Works, they're working on stuff. We'll see what they come up with, whether it's renaming a drink for the night, whether they come up with something, whether they bring in a mead for the event, which
that's
is
my old buddy Max's place.
That's right.
That's so cool, man.
So we'll see what all comes from that.
Yeah.
We've got the Shire Petting Zoo. a fun play on words, but Petting Zoo is pretty bold. So we've got a wonderful business here in town called Angry Acres Farm. It's right on the square. A lot of farm-made products, a lot of soaps and things like that. Jeez. And they've got goats. And they're going to bring the goats out. They're going to bring the kids out. And it's going to be, kind of a just come check it out.
Riding.
Bring the kids, pet some goats, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Something,
yep.
something for everyone. Hobbit Flower Accessories, Williams Flowers and Wine. Love this flower shop. I went in, I pitched the idea. They were so on board. They're fine tuning what it's going to be yet, which is kind of why it's vague here. It might be a flower crown, okay. A little Hobbit flower crown. It might be a little Hobbit flower brooch pin. We'll see.
Yeah.
It might be do it yourself. It might be pre-made. It might be mostly pre-made and you add some finishing touches. We'll see. But for all those Hobbits that are coming in and want those natural flower accessories, Williams Flowers and Wine. And this should be, again, I'm speaking for a lot of businesses right now, so pardon me if I get anything wrong, listeners. But that should just be a free thing that you can go and pick up an accessory. Should be.
Wow.
That's pretty
cool. Amazing.
We'll see.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. They are also a Passport participating business, though. So no matter what, you should stop by and answer a riddle.
Yeah, patronize.
We've got two different tattoo shops in town who have agreed to do flash tattoo sheets.
Yeah, this is very exciting.
So we've got Gothic Heart Tattoo. Those folks over there, they're great. They actually, before they were there, they were at Hard Knocks Tattoo, but they actually have done almost all my tattoos, including my Smaug tattoo.
Yeah.
But they're going to be doing Lord of the Rings flash tattoo sheets. We'll see what that looks like, what that line looks like, but
We're getting matching tattoos.
I'm really trying to sneak.
Could you imagine if
I threw in an LEP3 design? Would you get that tattoo?
Oh, dude. I've already asked Lottie. I was like, you know I'm going to be pressured to.
That's my whole goal for the weekend is to get you and me a matching tattoo.
I know, but she literally looked at me and she gave me the eye like, I don't think so.
No, just right over the ankle. Right over the ankle.
Oh, she would lose her mind, I think. I think she'd, But so tempting because if I get one, I want all of them.
That's true.
Like I do want.
That's true.
I would get decked out.
Maybe me and Max will get matching one.
I know Cameron.
You don't got to convince me.
That's true.
I think Cameron's considering it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Cameron Hansen.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got Gothic Heart Tattoo, but we also have Tattoo and Piercing. So they're on the square. So they're also going to do Lord of the Rings flash tattoo sheets.
Nice.
I'm very excited to see what these guys pull together.
That's super exciting.
But also at Tattoo and Piercing. So kind of a fun activity. It can be for adults. It can be for kids. But rock painting,
sweet,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see whether it's kind of a free-for-all or whether they've got you kind of maybe some pictures to work off of so you can go for a vibe. But we got some rock painting at Tattoo and Piercing. Connected with Happy Street Brew Works is an axe throwing kind of venue, and it's called Summit Axe Throwing. So we're going to have And My Axe Throwing, and we're going to see how this plays out. But the conversation has been that there'll be some orc faces on some targets. So we'll see.
That's cool.
We'll see. But Summit Axe is now owned by Happy Street Brew Works.
No way, man.
And so that's the same owners.
Yeah.
And you can actually buy your beers at Happy Street and walk through the building to the axe throwing and have your drinks there.
Okay, that's cool.
Summit Max is what they should
Summit Max. That's right.
That's great.
Pyro Studio. This is awesome. So this is a pottery studio here in town. This is one of those things where I knew that the event was getting big because things started happening without me prompting it. And people started coming to me with, hey, this is what we're doing. And I'm just like, great. So there's a potter out of Fredericktown.
Yeah, this is something you brought up.
A potter out of Fredericktown who caught wind of the event. He went over to Pine Rose Studio and talked to Pamela over there and basically said, I want to do a pottery demonstration that day. Like, can we collab on this? And she said, yeah, they're actually still working things out on how this is going to work exactly.
Like Hobbit mugs? What are we talking here? Things like that?
So there'll be a pottery demonstration. Wow. That just might be a fun thing to attend, maybe show the kids how pottery is made.
Dude.
But there will be, we'll see how this all plays out. Like I said, speaking for a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But he has amazing pottery on his website. He's got an Etsy website.
Yeah,
tons of Celtic designs. He is a stone's throw from making Lord of the Rings things, and he heard about this event and he said he's been just thinking about doing fantasy pottery for a long time, and he's like, and this is it. This is what I'm doing. I'm gonna make a ton. I'm gonna make it for the event, and then I'm okay with having a surplus because I'm gonna start selling it on my store.
That's awesome.
We'll see what it looks like. I mean, Prancing Pony Club mugs. I mean, we'll see, dude. It's gonna be great.
Man.
And I'll show you guys his website after.
Yeah, please.
See an idea. In fact, it's already pulled up on the computer.
Yeah.
To see what this stuff looks like. It's gonna be awesome.
Wow. All
right. So but also Pamela is trying to come up with an event right now, and she's thinking maybe even just taking clay and throwing it at targets, right? Like all sorts of stuff.
Sweet,
so
man.
So there might even be an event there. We'll see what comes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Atlas Health and Wellness. So again, this is kind of a health and wellness store we got just right up the street here. And we're thinking it's going to be the Rohan de Gondor 10,000 step challenge. And so as you're going about your day and celebrating, you know, you got your Apple Watch on, you hit your 10,000 steps, or maybe whatever it is, your Fitbit, you close your rings, whatever that situation
close
is.
Close your rings, yeah. Of course.
Close your rings. maybe pop over to Atlas Health. You'll get a discount on some health and wellness products, dude. All sorts of things, right?
And next year we have an event race is what happens. Next year we have a 10K run walk that we throw
that'd
together.
That'd be cool. That's... honestly, it's going in the book. We're gonna
then you run into the farmer's market. You get some fresh juice. Pick up a carrot or two.
The farmer's market will be Saturday morning. Right. The day of the event, Saturday morning. Absolutely,
Max. Okay. This is unbelievable, dude.
So this is another one that's still kind of being fleshed out. But the public library of Mount Vernon, Knox County,
our childhood library.
That's
by
right.
The way.
Yes. Right.
All of ours. Yeah.
They're in. They're so excited. We don't yet know what the plan is, right? They're still figuring that out, but we're thinking programs and activities.
Yeah.
We'll see what all they're pulling together, but they're really excited.
Yeah. Great library, too. That library is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my favorites.
They've booked me, which she sort of... we've got a working relationship because we work together, bookstore and library. She kind of went, hey, I'm going to put you on the calendar. You're going to come and give a talk, and you're going to talk about the event and Tolkien and Lord of the Rings, and it's going to be... and I was just like, oh, okay. She's okay, like, so yeah. I need you to send me all your marketing material. I need you to send me a headshot of you, maybe a picture of you dressed as a hobbit, of which I have several.
Dang, dude.
So I have no clue yet how that's playing out. I think it's like August 22nd. Okay. So I will be giving a talk at the library. So we'll
dang. See. Man.
Yeah, so that's coming up.
Spreading the word, baby.
That's right.
Thanks for letting me know so I could stop in there.
That's right. And then we've got the Music of the Shire, right? So we've got currently... two music acts booked for this event. There's kind of a third one in the works. We'll see on that one. But what we have for sure is a Celtic duo that old Mr. Bailiwicks has hired to play outside of his shop for a couple hours. Right?
Okay.
So we're going to have a Celtic duo playing out on the street on South Gay there. It's going to be great. We've talked to the, and I apologize if they listen and they hear me mess up their name, but the Knox County, Ohio Celtic Fiddler Group. Mm-hmm. Roughly.
Yeah.
Reach out to them. Their game.
Yeah.
Now, where we put them is a little bit up in the air because I'm waiting for a final note on this third group.
Right.
That's potential. It could be at Happy Street Brew Works. Mm. It could also be at Owen Music just up the street because they've played at Owen Music before.
Okay.
It's a fairly new shop here in town.
It's like a music shop? Like instruments? Shop. And like the old Colonial?
Yeah, I've been wanting to go in
that's
there
because right.
they've
that's
got
right.
some sheet music and stuff too.
Yeah, I think they've probably got sheet music. They've got instruments. Oh, they buy, so they sell, cool, they dude. Trade. Yeah, they do the whole thing. They fix stuff.
Hey, Rebecca, come get a new violin.
Get you
one out.
A viola while you're at it, yeah.
But get also, you a viola. I'll pick up a cello. Why? We'll make the I almost said trilogy.
The trio.
Jeez.
Yeah, by the way, I think she should switch over to a viola, if I'm being honest.
To be honest, I don't even know what a viola does as. I was in an orchestra that long.
It does everything. Okay, it's the heart and soul of the orchestra. All right. So anyway, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. So we're going to stick them somewhere. And again, I'll leave it up to the host here on whether or not they keep in this next part. But the other thing that I'm working on is trying to get the Kenyon College Symphony Orchestra to come play music. So we'll see.
Do they have like a choir? Dude.
Or choir? I don't know. About to be completely honest, I don't know what I'm asking for, but I'm pulling on strings and
who you could ask, dude. You might be able to ask is the collegians at the NAS.
And then
tell them an alum's going to be there. Probably a lot of alums.
Yeah. Yeah.
All three of us.
I was in collegians too.
Oh,
you were in fellas.
Yeah,
I sang in Italy. This son of a bitch sung in Italy. in Germany and Austria.
Okay,
but I'm thinking, I bet he could throw together Bob Tosh if he's still in charge of it. He could throw together at least four or five people to come out and sing something.
Yeah, because
there's lots of
So anyway. The amount of emails that are out right now.
Oh yeah,
now,
no, yeah.
I mean,
because
other tentative things that I'm working on. So I'm working that angle. I'm working with the annex, which is like the Gund annex through Kenyon College, and it's here downtown.
Wow.
They've got an annex station.
Yeah.
They're thinking about doing like a program where you build little hobbit doors. That'll be its own sign up, but we'll see. That's still in the works.
Yeah.
Janice Stone of MTV Arts trying to see if she can get some character actors out here dressed up.
Bruce Jacklin.
Exactly. Right.
I think I might ask him to be in the radio drama actually. He would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
he'd be in.
He'd be so in. Yeah, he would be in. Yeah.
So we'll see. So there's a lot of that are just constantly. I mean, the amount of emails I've got out.
Oh, dude, I'm sure.
But we've got Cameron Hansen. Cam Hansen, shout out, Cam.
Yeah.
He said he's going to be out and about during the event.
Spaced Out Media on location.
Spaced Out Media, that's right, on location. I think. We've got Emily Morrison of Emily Morrison Arts, I believe. So she does a lot of the photography for Experience Mount Vernon. She's going to be out and about, I think, doing photos and things like that. I've got a line into Knox Pages to do an article. We'll see if that happens.
Wow.
Just so it's honestly, it's like every day I'm like, oh, I should email this person. What's the worst thing they're going to do? No or not reply.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I just send emails. Yeah. And it's such a positive response.
Yeah, yeah.
The Facebook event has surpassed 1,100 RSVPs. Again, RSVPs, interested. Or going.
But I can tell you from just knowing how many people that I can see are interested that we know are actually coming.
Correct.
I think a lot of people are just putting interested in case, like, last minute. Like, a lot of those people are out of town.
Sure.
I mean, it's people that who've told us, like, we got the Airbnb, we're coming, unless there's a tragedy, we're going to be there. Exactly. So they are marking interested just because. Where you and I are like, we're going to be there. We're going.
Right.
Well, and the crazy thing is I went back and looked at the May the 4th event, which we had a Facebook event for that,
too. What was the ratio there?
About 500 RSVPs.
Wow.
And we're at 1,100.
Whoa.
The Star Wars event was huge. It was such a success for Mount Vernon. It looked like.
Now I'm starting to get a little.
Again, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
We'll
see.
Just because everything that that you've orchestrated and brought together, and then also I'm sitting here listening to you talk about this, and I'm thinking about all of the work that you've done, but then also you're talking about people out of desire and passion, and maybe even sometimes we had a hidden love for this. It wasn't really hidden, but we didn't really know what to do with it, you know, until we decided, hey, let's have a podcast. Mm-hmm. And then it became a more right. It was something that was always deep in our hearts, always something that we loved, but that didn't really come out on the creative side or the, you know, we didn't do anything. We didn't, you know, make anything with it.
Sure.
And I think sometimes people are just waiting for that little tiny nudge to go, oh yeah, okay. Yeah. We're all going to geek out Lord of the Rings together.
Yeah.
Let's go. Because again, it attracts so many creative people. My dad always talks about this. He's like, do you think Tolkien would be blown away to know how many people are inspired by his world to create things that either honor his world or interpret his world? And I don't know how he couldn't be in awe of that, especially to see. I mean, maybe during the time he probably thought, like, this is kind of ridiculous, like, but to see it you know, 70 years later, probably stronger than ever before, like, for a whole downtown to be turned into Middle Earth with people,
hobbits running around
a fellowship coming together of people who run businesses, have a love of these stories, have a love of this universe, finding ways to contribute, even if it's something as, you know, something as simple as changing one of your beer's names for a day.
Exactly.
You know,
it's still
like, yeah, we're a part of this, we're contributing. So
we're like, celebrating again, National Hobbit
Dude,
Day.
Yeah. And again, like, this is I mean, we have people we know that are coming from way out of state.
Yeah.
They're flying here. They're driving here. They're getting, I mean, Kurt Jones bought every room in the Mount Vernon Grand. You know what I'm saying?
Did he really?
Wow. I think he sold them off at a profit. Don't tell Mount Vernon Grand that.
That's right.
Just joking, Kurt. But like, the other cool thing too is, so you're hearing Max explain all this stuff. I think we're going to, can we post pictures of this?
You can.
Ahead
of time? Obviously, you know, with the caveat of, anything
well,
can change up today, but...
No,
but.
And the only thing I wanted to say with this is you're hearing all, like, this huge list of stuff, huge activities.
Yeah.
We are at, what is this, Main and...
Ohio Avenue. South Main and Ohio Avenue.
South Main and Ohio Avenue. Mm-hmm. We're sort of at the edge of downtown. We can step out this door right now, look up Main Street, and you can see everything in this...
It's all walkable.
Pamphlet. Yeah, it's so walkable. It's like you come, you park your car somewhere, or you stay close enough downtown, you walk here.
Absolutely.
And then the great thing, too, is the LEP venue is just another short
That's
walk
right.
across the river. And it's actually a beautiful walk. And I mean, I can't tell you, as and I were talking about this the other night, actually, after the rehearsal dinner for Cam and Courtney. And like, I can't tell you how many times I drove from, because we lived on the west side. I'd go to the NAS all the time, right? You take that curve, you go over the bridge. Before you go over the bridge, you get it from the side. You catch it from the side.
Yeah.
And it's the Kokosing is beautiful there. Mm-hmm. And you've got this from the road view, this bridge looks like nothing. But if you look from the side, there's these beautiful stone arches, mm-hmm. and you look down, and there's the river coming through. But there's also like little tusky grass, and there's every once in a while you get a a big like egret in there or something. There is a part of it that feels like like the Shire.
It's beautiful.
It really is the North Farthing, and you'll get to walk right through there and experience all of its beauty.
And now they've got like the. They've got the bike path coming down underneath it and everything. Yeah. And so you
connects
can take
right, right over here now. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can hop on the bike trail and get to the park from pretty much right here.
Right.
I would say to walk from Paragraphs there is at the venue that we're at is maybe 15-minute walk or something or more.
Maybe. I would almost
err on the side of
maybe
20.
A little more, 15, 20. Yeah. Something like
traffic.
That. It's,
you got to cross several roads.
You just basically. Yeah, you would just cut across the main road, and then across. You can actually go over to that little park.
You can hit a little park right here on the corner, it jumps you down by the river, goes underneath the viaduct, the bridge here.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to do it.
And then that takes you straight to the park.
That's
the way
to do it.
We're trying to get that bridge lit up green.
Well, and the tower, too.
And the tower.
Yeah. Lighting up green.
Well, and I'm going to talk about Arrow Foundation Park for a second now as well, because this is something, and we'll see. Maybe this is part of that whole, like, laying the foundation for something that can happen every year and that something can grow. So I was throwing together some marketing and promo and things. I was switching things around, and I really wanted a picture that, like, just screamed Mount Vernon to throw the logo on, right? And I thought the park, right?
Yeah.
And so I found a good picture of the park, throwing it all together, looked great, paused, went, where did this picture come from? Came straight from the Arrow Foundation website, and I was like, I should ask permission.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
probably.
I
didn't do that, but yeah, I'm glad you did.
I did. Don't worry.
I asked Max if it was okay.
That's right. There you go. Maybe off the record, but yes.
It's on the record now. Yeah, it's recorded. Yeah.
Yeah. So I reached out. I said, hey, and sure enough, I know the director over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the person who ended up getting my email saying, hey, can I use it? She's like, hey, give me a second. Let me check. She's like, sure, you can use it. What's for? I explained the whole thing. She got way into it. She took a walk to Ariel Foundation Park and started taking pictures and sending me pictures to be like, hey, what if you use this? What if you use that? I just sent both of you a picture, actually, of a picture she took that I threw the logo on. But get this. While she's walking around, she's in business attire. She's a very professional woman.
Yeah, yeah.
She sees some people she knows walking in the park. And picture she took. She took that picture Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She took that picture Tuesday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow. So she, it's
beautiful.
She sees some people that she knows, and she's all in business attire. And they go, "You don't look like you're out for a walk with us. Like, what are you doing here?" And she said, and I quote, "I'm looking for places that hobbits might live."
Okay, so
we've got people just getting so excited about this, guys.
This park is beautiful.
I was gonna say, like, I think a lot of people who are listening to this have probably went and looked it up a little bit, but. Just go to the website, search Ariel Foundation Park. We were talking about it with Kurt. Cam's dad. When we were talking about the party, and we're like, it used to be an old glass factory.
It was just an old
dilapidated area, sort of industrial park, essentially, like a almost pre-industrial park, really. They were that old. Mm-hmm. These big old beautiful brick buildings. And what they've done there, the Tree of Life path, the terraces, the glass river, all of the venues where there were the ruins is incredible too. It really does, honestly, the tower, you've got the Raston Tower. It really does feel like something out of, I don't know, like something that again, honors Tolkien in a way that's something that was industrial that's being reclaimed for another purpose. Let's hear it.
So I was about to say, in terms of honoring Tolkien, my favorite part is down away from it, where there's a big lake.
Yeah. Which was the original park, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So as you come around that, I think it's on the side, not the far side, but the near side, closer to the Foundation Park. There's this almost like tree for, all the different the trees.
Yeah, the grove or whatever.
Yeah, there's this grove of trees, and it is the most beautiful thing.
It is.
Every time we come around, we do a big walk around the lake, and when we come around the other side and we're walking back through, I'm just like, this is gorgeous.
Yeah,
there's a little road that goes through where you can drive. You actually can drive through there real slow, and there's two little parking lots or whatever, but I'm like, look at how beautiful. I've actually been like, who mows this?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, do they need me to come like a groundskeeper? Because I mean, like,
It is a beautiful place. There's tons of room. I think people are going to be blown away. Down here, walking over and being over there, it's going to be... I'll just say this. It'll be worth it. If you thought, now I'm partial, right? I love my backyard. But if people enjoyed our backyard and Amanda, they're going to have they're going to have a blast here. They're going to have an absolute wonderful, wonderful time. And they're going to meet a lot of new friends. That's the crazy thing, too, is we were talking about this, too, is like anyone who comes down here is, I think, anyway, we're talking about having like an open invitation to LEP3.
Oh, yeah. Come on down. Absolutely.
We have events there. So we're going to.
Yeah.
We've got people who know LEP3 is happening.
Yeah.
Who haven't listened. Or maybe they have now.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they keep coming to me and they keep asking, can we go over there? Do we need to buy tickets? Do we need this? I'm like, no,
it's open,
wide open.
So wide open, baby.
Yeah,
there might be some blending of parties here.
Right now, dude, I love
we're
that.
We're gonna have some potatoes down there. And some hot dogs.
That's
we're
right,
have
baby.
We have the potato cook-off.
We have the potato cook-off.
Yeah. So I mean,
we have the golden potato.
Yeah,
the David Downing better bring that.
The golden potato.
That's the trophy. He's had that for 6 years now, gosh dang it. But yeah, so I mean, that's the cool thing is you know, that was the amazing thing from year one to year two. We saw so many people come, so many new friends. The crazy thing too is, like, you think about this podcast, we talk about it all the time, guys, that you're our friends we've never met, you know, in a lot of cases, most people. And then you look at like the people we finally have met in person and or like had friendships reignited, you know, and it's an unbelievable thing. It's just, it's kind of surreal. I mean, most of my best friends really in this life are people I've never met face to face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's an opportunity, a reason, I guess, for us to get together and drop everything else and see each other in person, which is which is really cool. So I'm excited for that.
I mean, I think people who are just going to be here in Mount Vernon or coming, you know, from Ohio, coming to this event, then they're going to meet people who also, you know, love the same fandom and enjoy Tolkien. And then, we're also in the middle of all that, just in terms of the podcast. It's kind of mind-blowing.
And it's wild.
I cannot say thanks enough to Max and all the other merchants for like throwing this together,
because
it's like,
guys,
it's huge. It's going to be,
it's amazing.
It's going to be way bigger.
These folks are coming up with the product that they're bringing in. Obviously, we've got a ton of prizes and giveaways, but things to sell too, and the amount of stuff that some of these people, they're bringing in really cool things. They're making cool things.
Yeah.
Living on the Edge is making like laser etched wooden bookmarks with like Tolkien quotes. Gosh, I mean, just so many amazing, amazing things. I haven't, we'd be here all night if I wanted to go through every business and what they've said they're going to bring to the table and this, that, and the other. I mean, it's incredible.
I think a lot of people too will be like eager to come visit Paragraphs. I mean, how many times have they heard us talk about Paragraphs in episodes? And
by the way, you guys shout us out all the time. I remember
you guys are the best.
When I was first getting into the podcast, and I remember eventually we all made our connections and whatnot.
Yeah. Right.
And I remember it just, you know, all the time I was listening, and I would just always be like, they name dropped the little story. they name dropped me. It was always a surprise. And even still, like, you know, I might take a little hiatus from listening to things because I'm listening to books only. And finally, I'm like, man, what are the guys up to? Let me go listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I hop on the most recent episode, and it's, you know, Max at the bookstore. And I'm like, holy cow, guys, you guys are the best. So thank you. Yeah. I've met uppers. Uppers have come to the bookstore and they've browsed the shelves, and they've turned around and went, are you Max? And I'm like, yeah.
That's wild.
I had a guy reach out on Instagram, and he went, hey, man. He's like, first and foremost, I want to congratulate you and your fiance on your upcoming Nuptials. You don't know me, but I listen to the podcast.
That's awesome.
Oh, I had to tell Rachel that one. She's like, whatever, man. She's him thanks.
Yeah. I think it's, and because I'm thinking about myself, like if I was a listener, this is a place I'd want to hit up. I'd want to come and just check out the Tolkien section and meet Max and just see the
space.
We're
going to order so much Tolkien for this event. We're ordering so much books, so many books, so many sidelines. The red book, right?
Like so planners.
Things like these, actually, which just showed up. I'm not kidding you, 10 minutes before you guys got here today.
What?
Like prints, tea towels, mugs, cups,
amazing.
Tumblers.
That's unreal,
pins.
Man.
I mean, the amount of stuff that we're ordering.
Oh, you guys have got to stop. You got to stop.
Oh, dude, it's going to be. We're going to have a whole window. Oh, man, I haven't said this yet. Oh, sorry, this is really exciting. When I was reaching out to tattoo shops to get people involved, because we've got like four or five in town, and I got, like I said, I've got Gothic Art and Tattoo, but I went and talked to one called The Quill. They bought an old church. It's just down Ohio Avenue right here.
That sounds so
here's
cool.
The thing, their anniversary is that week, and so they're not going to be there. But what he said was, he goes, hey, I've got like a 3-foot-tall Legolas statue in my studio. Do you just want to borrow it?
So
I'm pretty sure that's going to be in our window.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Just the coolest stuff. Even the people who aren't going to be here are going, hey, this is what I got. This is what I can throw your way.
And that's the spirit. That's what it's all about. That is the spirit of the fellowship,
awesome.
The spirit of Tolkien.
Yeah.
Other thing too, stop in here, get your book before you get a gift wrapped. Have Max sign it. Have him sign your book.
Absolutely.
I'm probably going to do it myself.
That is wild. Yeah, and a little sneak peek for our host here. This is what the riddles are going to look like.
Yay, okay.
Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. I mean, I still have, Max, I still have the, from LEP, too.
Yeah.
You gave me a list of, like, official Houghton Mifflin
trivia
riddles that we used at the party.
Holy smokes.
I might still have some,
You couldn't
too.
Be there,
remember.
But you were like, hey, if you want to... You know, use these as a part of the party. Yeah. We did. We used it as
oh my gosh.
Remember, we had the trivias.
Yes, I
do. The trivia challenge and stuff.
I'm going to shout out HarperCollins, who distributes Houghton Mifflin now, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So HarperCollins, I reached out to our rep with HarperCollins and told them about this and just went, hey, like, this is what I'm trying to do. Like, I don't know if you've got anything that
they
you can
send
throw
you
my way. They sent me that box of over 300 Gandalf for President
those buttons
pins
are legit.
And buttons. Those will be free giveaways. That might be what's in my pocket as you come around and ask, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I love
those. So even shout out Harper Collins.
Great.
I mean,
they
did what they could. They kind of checked their New York studio for me and were trying. Yeah. They were like trying to pull something together. And
she's
they had
a great
this,
girl, Harper Collins.
Yeah. That's right. So shout out to them too.
Dang. I mean, it's just on another level. I think anybody who listens to this and if you were on the fence about coming, I mean, I think you've decided. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this put them over the edge. So,
because
I'm excited and I know Lane and I still have to get together and figure out like what we want to do for LEP.
And the other cool thing too about that too is like Friday night, we're still having the meetup where we go to dinner, going to go to Bicker Dykes.
That's right.
And then I think anyway.
I've warned them. Several times.
You've warned them. Good. Yeah. Tell them a loud native is coming back to his homeland with a bunch of their friends. Yeah. And
shout out Margaret and Joel. They're great.
We were we were thinking about afterwards, after party, after hours. Is that
right now
up in the air?
That should be fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Everything that comes from me, I'm always saying with just the smallest getting married a week before. Right now, the plan is that we're going to be in town and we're going to be out and enjoying the festivities.
Right.
That is
right.
The plan.
Right.
And so assuming all of that moves the way it's supposed to. So we close at 6 p.m. And so so that day, I'll just make sure I'm not closing pretty much. And then my plan is to just tell them to not close the register.
Yeah.
And then that way, if people want to after hour shops,
I think that would be.
That'd be cool if we had dinner at like 5 and then came over here at 7 or something.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be
just an evening together and we could stroll around the streets, you know,
absolutely.
Whatever. Because the next day is
the lay of the land.
Yeah. After the podcast is over, I mean, hopefully the you know, what,
drinks
afterwards.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, and then
sleep in a little bit, then go to the, you know.
Yeah. Do you mind too if this episode we could put on the page, on the event page?
I was actually going to bring that
up.
That'd
be really cool.
If you guys can post into the event page after this goes live, whether it's a link to like just an audio file or something, or whether it's a YouTube video, wherever you guys are throwing it, throw it in the event page. If you guys end up talking about the event at any point and you've got it chopped up in a reel, if there's a video aspect, seriously,
we can do that.
I've got one of the guys who runs the Downtown Mount Vernon Merchants Facebook page, and he just shares a bunch of stuff, right? He's already texted me 2 days ago and was like, hey, can I throw some of the podcast stuff into the Facebook event?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm meeting with them.
Yeah,
just like 2 days. I was like, let me just throw it at them and have them. So
I mean, the cool thing is this could almost serve as like a companion piece, audio companion piece to, because we've kept it pretty concise. Honestly, we haven't. Mm-hmm. I haven't interrupted very much, so you're always good at not doing that. But someone could, you know, you can read everything there, and then you can hear from Max himself, kind of
like
what the lay of the land for the party.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
it's good.
It's mind blowing. It's boggling. It's bewildering.
It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
I got to throw one more thing in because I keep remembering little
Let's
things.
Go.
And this will probably be the last one, but I'm putting in an application for it's a DORA application. So what that is it's a designated outdoor refreshment area.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Basically, you can drink outside.
Yeah.
So you can buy drinks at certain vendors. So I think Happy Street is one of them. I know Bicker Dykes is. I will have to check on the others. And they put your beer or your wine in a specific cup, and then you can go walk around. And now there is like a DORA map zone, which is pretty much the downtown, right?
Got to be green cups, signs, right? Green cups?
Something like that,
red,
right?
Red, but, solo, pretty
but
easy.
But we should get that approved, no problem.
Dude, that's awesome.
And so therefore, it'll also be a DORA event.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be, guys, this is amazing.
That was the cherry on top.
Oh,
so
boy.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. It's going to just be like a big backyard opened up with tons of businesses, super interesting people here and amongst you, you know. Wow. Gosh, I can't wait now.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Max, thanks so much.
Yeah. Hail Max for sure. For
I got to shout out Josh.
And the merchants.
Here too, right?
Yes.
Shout out Josh for helping lead this. The merchants, everyone getting on board. Shout out you guys for planting the seed that forced me to do this.
Thank you, Rachel, for allowing this.
Thank you, Rachel.
And my beautiful, beautiful fiance, soon to be wife.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
I love you, Rach.
It's awesome. Damn, dude. All right. Hey, and this was, I didn't even mention it, but we recorded this in Paragraphs.
Yes, we did.
I always love location. When we recorded Paragraphs.
I know. It's so cool.
I love having you guys.
This little spot right here.
The venue's always open to you. For as long as I'm here and I can make that decision.
Maybe when we do the live thing, we do it right here. This has always been the spot.
Yeah, we could.
However we want to do it.
And then people can sit up in the chairs.
We can move chairs into that back, some of these chairs into the back area.
This is just such a special spot right here.
It's a great spot.
And then you get the action right there. People, ding. Yeah. It doesn't ring like that anymore, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Little beeps.
Yep.
But yeah.
It's cool.
Gosh, guys. All right. Well, If you need more information, there it is. I mean, that's pretty much, I don't know what else you could ask for, really. I mean, it's just going to be an absolute amazing event. I guess the one thing that, like, if you're unable to make it this year, don't have fear of missing out, because, you know, with as long as it goes well, right? I'm assuming
our
everyone has a great time. Yeah, I think
that we are laying foundations to do this year after year and to make Mount Vernon to do a National Hobbit Day celebration.
The Shire of America.
Every year.
Yeah, and I really think, I mean, because we've seen it in other places, right? We've actually started comparing it to the Wizarding event in Kent.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think, dude, I don't know. I think
we can. If we get ourselves on the map, I'll start reaching out to even more people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know, Max.
This is a great spot to say this too. Yeah. On the passport, there's going to be a QR code that encourages you to go share photos, not only for one of the side quests, but just in general. Yeah. Share your experience, take pictures of you out and about and celebrating, share it into the event, because all that is going
to
do is that event doesn't go away.
Need a
you
hashtag.
Can access that.
Yeah.
Maybe a hashtag, but basically a way for us, if you post into that event, where we can look at this years and years and build off of it and use that as almost an application, maybe for funding to do something even bigger.
Wow.
So don't be afraid. Post into the event. Like we really want.
And come decked out. Come with your costumes.
Come decked out.
I want to see a bunch of hobbits running around and
I gotta
you guys
get mine
getting
figured
harassed.
Out.
I know, man.
I have to figure out mine.
I know.
What if I go all out and do like a real flannel wizard?
What's what we're all been waiting for.
What else could you be, man?
I mean, you know.
What else could you be?
What if I grow out this beard?
About time, I say. Get the hair going, too. Get the hair going.
No.
Then we can hide a tattoo under one of those cloaks.
Lottie finds it one day.
Lottie Quillison.
Crazy. All right, wait. I think it's a good place to stop her right there.
Yeah,
appreciate this. Appreciate Max. And again, appreciate everyone else who's involved. We love it. Let's go get some Bicker Dykes. And how do we end these
things? Party like hobbits.
Party like hobbits,
yeah,
baby.
I don't know. Come sniff the Bailiwick. I don't know.
Come sniff the Bailiwick.
Does he have candles there? That's just
the
name.
No, he does.
Okay.
He does, yeah.
Come sniff the wick.
All right, guys. Brodo lives. Bilbo knows. Don't forget the sniffing.